Today we're going to take a tight Amen-style snare snap and make it feel wider, bigger, and more expensive using resampling workflows in Ableton Live 12. This is a really useful drum and bass technique, because the snare is not just another drum sound. It's one of the main emotional anchors of the groove. If the snare feels too narrow, the whole break can sound small or buried. If it gets too wide without control, it can turn blurry and start fighting the kick and sub. So the goal here is not to just slap on a stereo effect and hope for the best. We're going to build width on purpose by keeping one clean dry snare in the center, then resampling a second version that carries the width, texture, and movement. Start by choosing a snare source that already has the right personality. You want something short, cracked, and mid-range forward. A classic Amen snare hit is perfect, but any similar snap will work. If you're pulling it from a full break, slice out the snare cleanly and trim the tail tight. In simpler, classic mode is a solid choice, and a tiny bit of fade can help avoid clicks. Keep the transient sharp and natural. That initial crack is the part we want to protect. Now think in layers of job, not just layers of sound. The center snare's job is impact. The widened layer's job is space, attitude, and motion. If both layers try to do the same thing, the result usually gets smaller, not bigger. Duplicate the snare so you have two paths. One will stay dry and focused. The other will become your width layer. On the dry anchor, keep things simple. You can even leave it mono with utility. If needed, high pass a little lower body, maybe anywhere below 120 to 180 Hz, and tame a bit of boxiness around 350 to 500 Hz. Don't overwork this layer. Its whole purpose is to punch through the mix and stay stable in mono. On the second chain, make the snare a little more expressive before you print it. A little saturator can add density, maybe around 2 to 6 dB of drive depending on the source. If the transient gets sharp, soft clip can help keep it under control. A gentle high pass with auto filter around 180 to 300 Hz clears out low junk, so the width layer doesn't cloud the kick and sub. Now comes the key move, resampling. Predate a new Audino track and set its input to resampling. Arm it, then record a few bars of the snare pattern. Don't just capture one perfect hit. Let it play in context. Record a few normal hits, a few ghosted or velocity-varied hits, and maybe one or two slightly more open hits if your groove has that energy. Tiny timing differences matter a lot with Amen-style material, so try recording a pass where the snare lands dead on, maybe one slightly ahead, and even one hair behind the beat. Sometimes the widest version is the one that feels slightly late, because the stereo tail blooms after the transient instead of smearing right on top of it. A really important teacher tip here, print at the right gain stage. If the snare hits too hard before resampling, your chorus, reverb, and echo can collapse into harshness. Leave some headroom. You can always add level later after the print. Once you've recorded the pass, drop that audio into a new track or load it back into simpler. Now shape it into a stereo layer. A good starting chain is EQ8 first, then a subtle chorus ensemble, a short echo, and a short hybrid reverb. With EQ8, high pass the printed layer somewhere around 180 to 250 Hz. This keeps the widened layer out of the low end zone. If it feels papery or congested, try a narrow cut somewhere around 400 to 700 Hz. You're looking for clarity, not body. The body should come from the dry snare. Then add chorus ensemble very gently. The key word is gently. You want movement, not wobble. Keep the mix low, maybe around 10 to 25% if needed, and listen for whether the transient is still readable. If the snare starts to sound like a clap or a smeared pad, back it off. After that, try a small amount of echo, sync to something like a 1/16 or 1/8 dotted feel if it fits the groove. Keep feedback low. You're not trying to create a delay effect that calls attention to itself. You just want a little rhythmic smear and side energy around the hit. Filter the echo so the low end stays out of the way. Hybrid reverb can be the final touch. Keep it short. Think small room or plate, with a short decay and a little pre-delay so the transient still punches first. Dry/wet should stay modest. If the layer starts to feel washed out, shorten the decay or lower the mix. The aim is a wide snare, not a foggy snare. Once you like the chain, resample it again. This is where the workflow gets really powerful. Printing the effect chain means you can treat the result like audio, not like an endlessly tweakable live lane. That makes it easier to slice, trim, reverse, fade, or place exactly where you want it in the arrangement. Trim the start tightly so you preserve the crack. If needed, use warp only for alignment, not because you want to reshape the whole sound. Then you can either stack the printed layer under the dry snare in the arrangement, or place it inside a drum rack as a second layer underneath the main hit. In either case, Keep the printed layer lower in level than the dry one. You want width to appear on top of the hit, not replace the hit. If the snare is losing punch after all this processing, bring back the edge before you add more width. Drum bus is great for that. A bit of drive, a touch of crunch, and a slight transience boost can make the hit feel more expensive. Another option is to shorten the sample envelope in simpler, so the tail stays tight. If the resampled tail gets messy, a fast gate can also clean it up. Now let's talk about why this works musically. In drum and bass, contrast is everything. Tight mono kick and sub on the bottom, wide upper mid energy on top. Narrow sections feel heavier when they explode into wider ones. So width becomes an arrangement tool, not just a sound design choice. Automate the width layer over time. Keep it tighter during the early bars of an intro. Then, as you approach the drop or phrase ending, bring the layer up a few dB or widen it a bit more with utility. For example, you might keep it tucked down at first, then open it up over the last two bars before the drop, and then snap it back tighter on the first downbeat of the drop. That contrast can make the drop feel massively harder. This is one of the biggest reasons resampling is such a good workflow. You can commit the sound, then use it as a performance tool in the arrangement. The snare can start dry, then bloom wider for tension, then slam back into the center for impact. That movement feels alive. Always check mono compatibility. Throw utility on the drum bus or master and hit mono. The widened layer shouldn't vanish completely. The dry snare should still feel strong by itself. If the layer collapses badly, simplify the stereo processing. Reduce chorus depth, lower the echo feedback, or shorten the reverb. Also keep an eye on the low mids. Any unnecessary low end or muddy buildup in the widened print should be cut ruthlessly. The stereo layer belongs above the low end zone. You can also make the snare feel more like real jungle energy by adding a little context around it. A ghost note before or after the hit. A chopped amen hat nearby. A tiny room, hone layer, or even a reverse reverb print can make the hit feel like part of a living break rather than a disconnected sample trick. Keep those details quiet. You're just creating atmosphere and momentum. A nice practical move is to create three versions of the same snare. One dry and centered, one moderately widened and resampled, and one extreme fill version with more ambience or reverse prep. Use the dry one for the main groove, the moderate one for phrase endings or switch-ups, and the extreme one only for transitions. That way you keep the track stable, but you still have moments where the drums open up and feel bigger. If you want a really strong workflow habit, print the sounds and organize them right away. Save them with clear names like Amen Snare Dry, Amen Snare Wide Resamp, and Amen Snare Wide Fill. That kind of organization is gold in drum and bass, because it helps you move fast and stay creative instead of rebuilding the same sound every session. So let's recap the core idea. Keep the main Amen Snare dry, punchy, and mono-friendly. Build width by resampling a processed layer, not by smearing the original. Use EQ, Saturator, Chorus Ensemble, Echo, Hybrid Reverb, and utility carefully and always check the result in mono. Then use that width as an arrangement tool, especially for intros, switch-ups, fill moments, and drop transitions. The big takeaway is this: a wide snare is most powerful when it's not wide all the time. In darker, heavier DNB, the narrow hits make the wide hits feel massive. So permit the sound, print the vibe, and use resampling to give your snare real shape and movement. Now it's your turn. Build three versions of the same Amen style snare and compare them in context with a sub, a bass line, and some hats or ghost notes. Listen for which version hits hardest in mono, which version feels best in the drop, and where the width actually improves the groove instead of distracting from it. That comparison habit is pure drum and bass gold.